One, forward. As a signatory to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD, Aotearoa New Zealand has a responsibility to monitor and critically examine our progress toward implementing this International Human Rights Convention. Article 33.3 requires disabled people and their representative organisations to be centrally involved in monitoring disabled New Zealanders' human rights in crucial areas of their lives. In 2018, the Disabled People's Organisations DPO Coalition commissioned the Donald Beasley Institute to undertake a 3-year monitoring research project responsive to Article 33.3. The research was conducted exclusively by a disabled person-led research team and has involved many disabled people and their whānau and close supporters from across Aotearoa. This report details findings related to the second cycle of monitoring, which focused on Article 25 of the UNCRPD, health. As evidenced by their poor health status, the health system has not always served disabled people well. Therefore, the DPO Coalition recognised it was crucial to explore human rights breaches experienced by disabled New Zealanders in the area of health and wellbeing. The monitoring research detailed in this report provides an authentic and accurate snapshot of the myriad ways the health system has let disabled people down. It highlights how rights breaches in health and wellbeing intersect with rights breaches in other areas of disabled people's lives to create complex and multiple impacts. The report also identifies the strategies identified by the research participants that would make a real difference to our health and wellbeing and have a flow-on effect into other parts of our lives. We are excited to release this comprehensive research on disabled people's health and wellbeing experiences at this critical point in history for disabled people and the health and disability sector. On Friday, the 29th of October 2021, the New Zealand Government announced plans for a new Ministry for Disabled People and several other initiatives to ensure greater choice and control for disabled people and their whānau. This announcement came on the back of sweeping reforms planned for the health system. As you read this report, you will see that a number of the recommendations made by disabled people and the disabled person-led research team appear to be underway already. This is good news. However, other health and wellbeing experiences and associated recommendations outlined in this report remain invisible in the current disability and health system reforms. For this reason, the DPO Coalition encourages you to engage with this comprehensive monitoring research. It has multiple uses. It can underpin our reporting to the United Nations Disability Committee, planned at this stage to occur in late 2022. It also provides evidence to inform policy and practice as the disability and health system reforms are embedded in Aotearoa, New Zealand, over the coming months and years. Perhaps most importantly, though, the report gives priority to the voices of disabled people. Monitoring health and wellbeing experiences has reminded us we still have a long way to go before we can truly be said to be exercising our right to enjoy the highest attainable standard of health without discrimination. Anton Simmons, Chair, Disabled People's Organisations Coalition.